Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:15, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It is going to be cool today, sunny and cool, highs of 64. But enjoy it, because then we start to warm up and eventually go to the mid to upper 70s. And it's going to be that way, according to your local weather expert, Peyton Malone, over at Channel 4, for about maybe 10 days to 2 weeks, which is entirely too warm for me for December. But what are you going to do? Right now, we're between 49 and 51 degrees. It was a triumphant football weekend in Louisiana, Thanksgiving weekend. It was a disastrous Thanksgiving football weekend in Louisiana. Mike Dettillier joins us now to talk about all that. How you doing, Mike?
I'm fine. Thank you, Tommy.
Let's start with the good and the most recent. I saw you tweet this about Saturday, and I retweeted it. You can follow Mike at Mike Dettillier. What a great day it was for college football on Saturday. I personally watched Ohio State, Michigan at the Big House in the snow. I watched Alabama and Auburn in the Iron Bowl. Then I watched the LSU game. I can't remember 3 more entertaining games in one day for a while, but that wasn't all of them.
No, and, you know, a lot of times you hear it, and, you know, we get people that will call in on sports talk about, you know, they college football, they don't have any pride anymore. They don't play with the emotion, which, you know, to me, it's a bunch of horse hockey, but whatever. You saw it, you know, this weekend. And these guys meant, you know, it meant something bigger mm-hmm. than, say, the game itself, the rivalry, and the emotions of the game. And, yeah, maybe it's not like that every weekend, but, you know, it is for the most part. And, you know, but this weekend was really special to see it. If you complain about what you saw, now, if you lost money on it, I understand. I get that.
Now, wait, now, nobody talked about losing money. That's an entirely different subject. Now, that's business is what you're talking about there.
When they start touching your money, then that I understand that.
That's hilarious.
Entertaining
my ass. I lost $400. What are you talking about, Dettillier? You're crazy?
Yeah. Well, that part I would definitely understand it. But, you know, you watch games and it really meant something. And, man, you got caught up in a moment with it. Because, like, say, Michigan, Ohio State. For Michigan to beat Ohio State in recent times is almost like LSU beating Alabama. Mm-hmm. The frustration that Michigan had been through and not being able to beat them, and then to see how it had came down after the week before Ohio State, they beat the tar out of Michigan State. I mean, you know,
Michigan.
And Michigan State had been on a roll, and they just beat the stew out of them every which way but loose. And to come back and to see Michigan win, certainly Alabama, Auburn, a low-scoring game, and, man, Alabama struggled offensively. And, again, it's a big part of where they've been. Down the road, when they're going to see Georgia, their offensive line play right now is not very good. Bryce Young is bailing them out. But I don't know how you're going to block those guys for Georgia up front. I really don't. You're going to have some difficulties there. And then to see a lot of them, the emotion of LSU, Texas A&M. You knew it meant a lot. I know it meant a lot for Coach O to leave there, especially to beat Jimbo Fisher and A&M. Because it's just more than an SEC rivalry game between those two teams. So, yeah, it was great. Great watching football all the way across the board. And we didn't know it at that time, but Thursday – the Cowboys and Raiders, it was the highest rated, most watched game since the 1990s.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed the first part of the Saints game because I couldn't turn that Cowboys-Raiders game off. I didn't realize that it had started, but let's take a quick break. We'll pick it up here. We'll come back. Y'all got any questions or comments? 504-260-1870. As I said earlier, I think it would have been extremely awkward, and maybe it still will be, to name Jimbo Fisher the head coach of LSU after they lost to LSU and Coach O. That would be kind of interesting to see. But we'll talk to Mike about all of that. And y'all, 504-260-1870, 620 WWL First News Time. Let's look at traffic. 624, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Monday, November 29th, day 92 of the Ida Recovery. Talking to Mike Dottiglie, WWL NFL and college football analyst. We all know who Mike is, and a co-host of Sports Talk. Mike, did you have a nice Thanksgiving? I forgot to ask.
Yeah, everything was great. Thank you.
So what do you think is Scott Woodward's next move? Who is in their sights as far as the next coach? And did they even give Billy Napier a fair chance, a good look over?
Okay, I'll answer the Napier question first because man, the one thing in coaching searches, I'm not involved in this one, okay? But I've been involved in 13. And you never know about what you don't know. And sometimes what's being publicly said is not what's privately being done. But Billy was not part of the process at LSU. That they didn't go in Billy's direction. Because that would have been, you know, if it would have, it'd have been an easy hire. You'd have announced them yesterday, mm-hmm. if that was the case. Florida, I think, moved once they released Dan Mullen. It was almost a Tom Herman move by Texas. They knew exactly who they wanted, and they made every attempt and landed Billy Napier, who's done a great job at University of Louisiana. Really has. He's a tremendous recruiter. Very smart guy, plays to that talent that he can recruit and gets the most out of it. You know, he's a Nick Saban disciple, so, mm-hmm. You know, he's part of that Saban tree. And I think he'll do a really, really good job for University of Florida, really good. And I think the world of him as a coach. And he's always been, you know, gracious with his time. So I think he's a guy that I think will do well there. The one thing with Scott, you look back at his, I always look at track record. His track record has always been that he kind of eyes up a few guys and he goes after them. And he's always made the comment that I want that big name coach to tell me no. If he's not interested or she's not interested, because he landed Kim Mulkey from Baylor when most people thought Mulkey would never leave Baylor. And he landed Jimbo away from Florida State when he was at Texas A&M. So his reputation has been that way. I think just because of what went down with Lincoln Riley yesterday, I think that, you know, you kind of felt the earth move a little bit. Mm-hmm. But for weeks now, and I've said this on Sports Talk, I've been told by a couple people who I really trust in the agent world that Lincoln's ready to leave. He's ready to leave Oklahoma. And part of that was he was not thrilled about how Oklahoma and their decision to jump from the Big 12 to the SEC, that he felt his path to a national championship was really made more difficult.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If that's the, you know, end all, was made much more difficult by going to the SEC in a few years. And I think he's absolutely right about it. And so he was looking to leave. There were a lot of rumors. And I do think that, and being part of searches before, I get it. Just because you have an interest doesn't mean that you actually gave an offer. And I think LSU had tremendous interest in Lincoln Riley. And I think that had to be some feedback back to you that, hey, we're willing to listen. It never became an official offer. And a coach now can say, I had nothing to do with it. And he normally doesn't. He's got an agent that does it. So it's the way to work around saying, well, I didn't talk to the school at all. Probably didn't. But you go through your agent or your lawyer to do it. Mm-hmm. And so it didn't surprise me he left. It surprised me a little bit that it was USC, because that was a school that, to me, man, when you're winning, that's not a better place to coach in college football. You in L.A., the weather's bad, the population of Los Angeles to pull from in the surrounding areas, man, it should be easy to win there, and yet it hasn't been since Pete Carroll left to go to the Seattle Seahawks. So the one thing I do know, Scott's built his reputation on always having a fallback plan.
All right, let's talk about some names when we come back. Real quick, because you know we got to go to break here. Did Billy Napier get this consideration he should have gotten from LSU?
He got no consideration.
So,
because Woodward's running this, he didn't get any consideration.
Do you think LSU? He would have been a good fit for LSU?
He'd be a good fit no matter where he's going. He's that type of coach.
It's a shame that he winds up at Florida in the SEC, I'll tell you that. All right, let's take a break. We'll talk names when we get back. Of course, we're going to talk Saints as well. Mike Dettelier, our guest, 504-260-1870. If you got any questions or comments, I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL First News. Right now, we pause for WWL First News with Chris Miller. 6:43, 17 before 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dettelier, our friend, and you can second guess with Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettelier, live from the Silver Slipper Resort and Casino this evening. Time to size up the Saints' humbling Thanksgiving loss to the Bills. Four losses in a row, the health of black and gold players, and their standings in the NFC South, NFC, and NFL. They'll also look back at LSU's 27-24 win over Texas A&M and the end of the Ogeron era. And at 6:30, special edition of the Saints Coaches Show with Mickey Loomis and head strength and conditioning coach Ronald Dan Dalrymple. Then at 7:30, Monday Night Football, Seahawks at Washington, on your home for the Saints, LSU, and the NFL, WWL. Mike, I was watching the Fox pregame show, Jay Glazer telling us that Sean Payton related to him, Mark Ingram wasn't going to play. At that point, I said, we have no chance. There is no way the Saints can win this game. And they were never in that game. Do you think they were?
No, never in that game. Mm-hmm. And clearly, okay, the Bills had hit a bit of a pothole in the road. And they hadn't really played well for a couple weeks. But, you know, they got it back on track. And you could see defensively, man, they fly to the football. They're aggressive. They get a lot of penetration with their front units defensively. And offensively, man, they got some weapons. You know, the negative part is, a guy I knew really well at LSU, and I think he's turned out to be one of the premier cover corners in the NFL, Tre'Davious White, has a major knee injury, and he's lost for the year. So that's the negative part for the Bills. But, man, the Saints were really never in this game, never in it at all. The defense held up for a half, but then, you know, you're getting put back on the field over and over and over again. You're eventually going to break down, and that's what happened in the second half.
Yeah, you look at the time of possession, it's outrageously in favor of the Bills, 34-25. What do the Saints do from here? I know your theory about next man up, and this really proved it on Thursday night. I don't see if they don't get healthy soon, I don't know how they make a run, and if they don't make a run, at what point do you start determining or viewing what you got to make plans for next year? Because I don't know that we really saw enough of Jameis Winston to know what we know or do what we have, or do we? Your thoughts on all of that?
My thing about it is you played the people you've got, okay? It's not, okay, you can say, well, okay, let's plan for next year. Well, come on, because of injuries, you're having to play the guys already.
Mm-hmm.
Other than one guy, and that would be Ian Book at quarterback.
Let me go to that. And that's a very important position, naturally. I got to believe the coaches know what he's showing and is not showing in practice, right?
Correct. And again, the NFL's a big jump, especially at that position, mm-hmm. From college football. And some guys have been able to make that kind of turn very quickly, and for others it takes a little while. It's not easy. And so that's the one spot, because all the other guys you've seen enough of, and it's not like you playing for tomorrow. You playing for today. You've got to, because of all the injuries you've got, other than Book. I mean, that's the other story with it. And so if he's healthy this week, and I use the term if, then I think you're going to see Taysom Hill. He's going to get his opportunity to be the starting quarterback on this team. But, you know, the good news was yesterday, Kamara, Ingram, Ramchak all practiced. So at least that part, the news on that was good, that those three guys are at least back in practice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And so that gives you a little bit of hope there that those three guys can return for Thursday's game against the Cowboys, which is going to be difficult because the Cowboys are sort of going through the same thing that the Bills did, that they've kind of hit a little bit of a pothole in the road also. But they're a really talented football team. They've got some injuries at the receiving position, which didn't make them the same, but man, you just watch that team, and they got Micah Parsons, the linebacker, who's turned out to be one of the gems of the 2021 draft class. And again, Dak Prescott, you know, you might not consider him one of the top three or four guys in the league at quarterback, but he's in that second tier. He's really good, and they can run the football. So it's going to be a difficult football game. And I told this to A-Bear, ever since he started really kind of praising the Cowboys, they've been in a real slump. So you better start praising them this week.
So when it comes to Ian Book and Trevor Siemian, I think we all know by now about Trevor Siemian and what he can do and what we got. If Taysom Hill can't play, is there any way you think we see Ian Book, or does Sean Payton stick with Trevor Siemian?
Somewhere along the line, if Taysom can't play, and again, we don't know his full health issue, but if he can't play, then somewhere along the line, you got to say, hey, listen, kid, get out there. Let's see what you got. But it's difficult when you got so many missing pieces along your offensive line. And so that's what he's got to play behind, you know, and you just saw it. They had difficulties blocking any of the guys for the Bills. I mean, it was as though it was almost tsunami-like. I mean, they came in waves toward Trevor, and it's difficult to play quarterback when you're horizontal. I mean, you know, and he's getting hit every play. So it was you're going to have to make that decision, but I got a strong feeling that Taysom is going to get the nod Thursday. I think he's going to get – the strange thing is that you would have him active, and yet he's not going to play.
Yeah.
That part, Sean would have to explain that a lot better than I could, because, okay, if he's not good enough, if he's not well enough to play and you've got him active, I don't get it. You know, in essence, he's an inactive player at that spot.
Unless you're bluffing and trying to keep the other team off balance or something. I don't know. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me either. I don't get it. Or at least if he's – even as an emergency role, if he's hurt, well, then he's not going to be able to play anyway. So I don't get that either. Mike, we'll pick it up here. We come back 6:51, 9 before 7. Let's take a look at traffic now on WWL First News. 6:55, 3:30 before 7 o'clock, WWL First News Time. I'm Tommy Tucker talking to Mike Dettelier, who you can second guess with him and Bobby Hebert tonight over at the Silver Slipper Casino on the beach in Hancock County, Mississippi. You can also listen here on WWL at 4 o'clock. So, Mike, any movement between – well, two things. First of all, does LSU get a bowl game now?
Yeah, they get a bowl game. And from what I've seen, looks as though it's going to be in Birmingham. They would play there. And I think the projection is Central Florida. So that's what's being projected by most people. But yes, they are bowl eligible and will play in that bowl game. And Coach Davis, who is the offensive line coach for the LSU Tigers, and sort of was the last hire, almost as summer started, he was brought in. And he'll be the interim head coach.
So how'd that change?
I knew Coach O wasn't going to coach that game. I think their deal is, hey, you finished the season out. That's what we wanted you to do. And hey, we'll pay you and so long.
Because I think first he would have
wanted
was,
to,
right?
But that's not what the administration wanted to do.
And then it might get caught up and muddied up with the new hire and all of that stuff, because then you might have – what is the time frame for that? Well, how do you see that unfolding with – Scott Woodward, the search, naming an LSU coach, does that, and then the effect that it has on recruiting, talk about all that, if you will.
Yeah, you got to do this fairly quick, and it would not shock me that this happens very quickly at LSU, because I think at this point, you sort of know who you wanted, and I think right off the bat, you sort of knew. The apple of Scott Woodward's eye has always been Jimbo Fisher, always has been. Okay, they have a long time relationship. When Jimbo was an assistant, Scott was working at LSU. He was the guy who brought him to Texas A&M. So, you know, you got a history there between one another. Now, again, sometimes what Jimbo says and what he does is about 20 different things. He speaks Jimbonese. You got to understand how he says it, you know. But he came out and about as close as I've ever heard Jimbo say, "I'm not leaving." But I think Scott would know by now, one way or another, if Jimbo's staying or leaving. We know it's not Riley because Riley's going to USC. Mm-hmm. The apple of the eye of the president of LSU was always Mel Tucker. Mel won 10 games at Michigan State this year. And, you know, even and he got the $96 million from Michigan State. And, you know, we heard it in some of the pre-games yesterday that not only LSU, but NFL teams were interested in Mel, and he decided to stay. So it's sort of where you want to go with this, but Scott has built a reputation of being able to flip that trump card and saying, okay, I got my guy.
Real quick, if not Jimbo Fisher, who? If not Jimbo, who?
Okay, I'm not involved, but I would make one phone call to see if he's interested. And that's Matt Rhule, who's currently the head football coach with the Carolina Panthers. It's not working for him in college football. And he had great success. He won 10 games back-to-back years at Temple. We're talking about Temple. Wow. He rebuilt that Baylor football program. I would give him a call and say, hey, sometimes it doesn't work for you in the NFL. Mm-hmm. But that's just my own personal opinion, but I would make that phone call.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time. I'll listen this afternoon, as will everybody else, you and Bobby. Second Guessing at the Silver Slipper starts at 4 here on WWL.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.